This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump's in Da Nang, Vietnam, signing a proclamation saluting veterans of the Vietnam War at the site of an American airbase that was used during the war. The president stood with seven veterans and praised their service. He's in Vietnam for the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. It's the fourth leg of his Asian trip. And while there are no official plans, there is talk of a possible side meeting between Mr. Trump and Russian President Putin during the summit. Senate Republicans were feeling pretty good Thursday as they unveiled their version of a tax reform bill.
Senator Charles Grassley, a member of the Senate Finance Committee that wrote the bill, spoke on the Senate floor as the bill was officially released.
The bill unveiled today takes a real giant step forward.
But the bill was crafted without any Democratic input, and the Senate's chief Democrat, Charles Schumer, says that's a mistake.
You cannot pass a major bill like this in the dark of night without any discussion, without any amendment, and not hurt a whole lot of people.
The bill delays a cut in the corporate tax rate until 2019, and it repeals the deduction for state and local taxes, both significant differences from the House's bill. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson says the handling of the court-martial of the Texas gunman was not handled properly.
The offenses for which the shooter in Texas was court-martialed should have been reported. And that's why we launched a full-scale review of this case and all others like it.
The Air Force had previously said the shooter's conviction was not submitted to the FBI for entry into its National Criminal Information Center database, which is used in background checks on people seeking to buy guns, but it had left open the question of whether it was obliged to do so. The failure enabled the shooter to buy weapons that his conviction should have barred. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says a weak La Nina has formed in the Pacific, altering winter weather patterns around the globe.
La Nina is that flip cooler side of El Nino, which most people know more about. It happens every few years. A little part of the Central Pacific cools. It changes the weather worldwide. In the United States, it means a drier south from like Texas to Florida and the Gulf Coast. A little warmer, drier winter. In the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies, it's going to be wetter. It also may be a bit wetter in the Ohio and Tennessee valleys.
Correspondent Seth Borenstein reporting. Meanwhile, last year's La Nina was unusually brief, forming in November and gone by February. This one, though, should hang around through the end of winter. And Bruce McCarl says, he's with Texas A&M University's agricultural economist, says La Nina years are often bad for Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com. A Democrat has refused to defend a cross memorial in Maryland.
Maryland's attorney general has infuriated the state's governor, Larry Hogan, by declining for the moment to join a legal fight against a court ruling that a prominent cross-shaped war monument on public land violates the U.S. Constitution. Democratic Attorney General Brian E. Frosch sent a letter to the Republican governor on Wednesday declining his directive to file an amicus brief in support of the parties challenging the ruling over the World War I memorial in Bladensburg. Erected in 1925, the cross honors 49 Prince George's County residents who died in World War I. Keith Peters, Washington.
Britain's Employment Appeals Tribunal set to rule on whether Uber drivers are employees of the ride-hailing service. The decision has broad implications for the so-called gig economy. The two lead claimants are seeking minimum wage and paid holidays in line with UK employment law. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always good to have you along with us. It's always good to have our favorite professor, national media hostess with the mostest for TV and radio. What else do you do? I mean, you do everything. I mean, you got kids, you got dogs, you got a husband unit.
Yeah, lately I'm a dog wrangler and kid wrangler. That takes most of my time.
You know, I mean, you were supposed to be here in Maui with me. You could even brought your dad along. We could have been here in Maui face to face, having a good time, overlooking Kaanapali Bay, doing all this good stuff. And you could have met our brand new grandson, you know, who's he is just unbelievable. I mean, we were just here 2 months ago. He's barely taken, you know, a wobbly step, you know how they start out, and he's got all seven gears now. He's nonstop. He's like the Flash.
He's a miracle know? Baby he too. Is.
He really is. He's the one that had the heart surgery, and he's got a heart scar as his badge of honor. And the doctors are absolutely amazed. I mean, I'll tell you, you cannot tell me prayer does not work. This kid was bathed in prayer from one coast to the next, all across the country, around the world. And by the grace of God, I mean, he is he's very healthy. It's like nothing happened to him. But like my daughter says, she goes, Dad, you know, he's exactly what I asked for. I asked for, you know, a very active child, and he is all that, plus tax and license. So we're having a blessed time here.
He'll be showing everybody his car and school, probably starting at the first grade. He'll be like, look, I'm a warrior.
Yeah. And then they're going to say, Mrs. Phelps is my daughter's last name, you know, after the swimmer. He's going to say, Miss Phelps, can you come and get your son? He keeps showing his scar, you know.
At least it's up there, though.
Yes, exactly. But still, you know, in this politically correct society, you can't get there because once you start going into scar showing, you know, it gets crazy. Hey, let's change this real quick here.
Maui, if we'd had more than a week's notice, we would have been there. So don't make it look bad on me because we would have gladly come.
We
had like 2 weeks to plan instead of one, just two.
2 weeks. Well, Robin, I said, Robin, come here. You know, I go, you don't even have to cook. You know, we got cooks here and everything. And, you know, his bags were already packed, you know, so.
Hey, next trip, we'll get there. Don't you forget about us.
Well, it's either Maui or Kauai, you know, because next summer it's Kauai, you know, we'll be there. And then we do our annual taco off there, you know, where the Ohana there and Kauai come together. Last time I think we did close to 70 tacos. You know, and the one thing about the Ohana in Kauai, see, you tell them, they go, oh, uncle's in town, you know, and so you don't know if you're going to end up with 4 or 40 people, but it's probably closer to 40 each time. You know, they figure, hey, tacos, you know, we got to do that. So it's all kinds of good fun.
I was a senior in high school, and I've only been once, and my parents took me and a close friend, and we went to Honolulu for a week and Maui for a week. Mm. We're talking 83. So things have changed since then, I'm sure. But Maui, I love. And I got, like, third-degree burns. I don't know if I've told y'all that. But I'm, like, white as a sheet. You know, my skin is translucent, and I have freckles. And I was determined to get a tan. And in 2 weeks, I burned, peeled, and burned again. I had, like, three-dimensional skin. You don't mess with the equation.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, your dad would appreciate this. Yesterday, we went to see one of our affiliates in Oahu. So we flew over, took a little jump over there. And Barry Wagonboard took us around Chinatown and the sites and everything. And we even stopped in to the famous local bar there that plays host to and played host back in World War II to a lot of the the Navy that were on the Arizona. And so to this day, you go there and there's tributes there to to the Navy men, and it's just a real special place, and kind of honored.
Now,
and
not quite special.
Really. And I don't know, did you do the tour on the Arizona? Did you go out?
You know, we didn't.
Did you get a chance to go
back
out there?
We want to, because my uncle was in the Tennessee right beside when it flipped, and he's passed away since, but probably 20 years ago, I was visiting he and my aunt, and he just sat down and told me the story of what it was like him diving to save his friend. There.
Well,
I mean,
when you go out to the Arizona, when you're in Pearl Harbor, you go out to the memorial, and Lauren, it is hallowed ground. You find yourself so emotional over it. Even before in the staging area, you know, they have everybody's names up there, and you're just looking at the names and seeing how many, you know, people, you know, and the ages and that sort of thing. And it is really profound. And then when you go out in the water and you're right next to it,
A couple hundred?
In the Arizona, I don't know the exact number, but we know that it was over 2,000 in total at Pearl Harbor, at the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Well, I think Arizona, it was several hundred just on that one boat.
On the one boat alone.
My uncle was like, they could hear their friends calling. See, they all got to be friends because they all hung out there together at Pearl Harbor. So they knew people on other boats and formed relationships. Yeah. And like, he had tears in his eyes just telling me about it all those many years later, that, you know, them trying frantically to save their friends. Now, it could probably be brought up. It wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But back then, they didn't have the technology to do anything about it.
Exactly. Well, and today, of course, less and less survivors of World War II, much less the survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor, and all this coming into perspective as our president visits Japan, and of course the China tour, which has done, again, here is a man that not expected to have the kind of foreign policy chops and success that he's been having. But, I'll tell you, he's really represented our country. I'm really proud of what President Trump has been doing, on this and on other tours that he's been on.
When we were flying yesterday with the kids, one of my friends gave them a stack of cards with all the presidents, and each card had details about each president. And we went through those, and we were talking to the kids about the presidents and what their nicknames were and what they were known for, and, you know, the ones that were assassinated and what happened behind those stories. And it's so neat to really embrace every president and what they brought to the table or didn't bring to the table. And then we got to Trump, and we had a conversation about how we are so grateful right now. You know, so even to this day, even though it's been a year since the election, that we're still so grateful for him.
Well, this is an opportunity for us to, as you know, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And you got somebody who's not beholden to business as usual on the Beltway. And I think that's what's so threatening to, you know, the deep state and the elites, the bureaucrats that have been there that have had their way at the people's expense. And you have somebody who's asking the questions like, you know, who's paying you and why are we paying you this much money? And what have you done for me lately? They don't like that kind of stuff.
Well, I think for all of us, the fact that he feels like we do and that he doesn't need the money, I mean, I don't know that that's ever really been the case with a president before, so we know that his motive is pure because he already has power. He already has
exactly.
He's already made a name for himself, and I didn't even realize, so Robert and I were having a conversation in depth yesterday, that he really was self-made. I'd always kind of believed, you know, his father was successful, and he kind of walked into that as the heir.
I'll tell you what, Lauren, let me halt you because we got to go to break real quick, and then we'll come back. We'll pick it up from there. Lauren Kitchen Seward on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look in my hand, look in my side. If you could count the times a day, you are forgiven. It's more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
If you want.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Lauren Kitchen-Seward, our favorite professor, continues. Hey, Lauren, how can the folks be in touch with you? I know you're doing speaking engagements. You were just in Branson not that long ago, right? Were you in Branson, Missouri? Is that where you're at?
I can't even tell you. I have to sit and stop and go, no, where were we? Because we were in Branson, and then we were in California, and we're leaving tomorrow for Orange Beach, and the next week we're going to be in North Carolina, and then Thanksgiving, and then Gatlinburg. And then I'm doing a big women's event at our church in Senatobia, Mississippi. So I'm like, woo, all over the place. But I would love to hear from any of you. And my husband and I love to travel. Like, we drive everywhere. Both of us were raised in families. It's like 32 hours. Oh, that's nothing. Let's get in the car. Go to the cooler. We'll head to wherever you are. You can find me at Lauren Kitchen Steward on Facebook or Living Life with Lauren. That's my public figure page. But I'd rather be your friend at Lauren Kitchen Steward. Or you can email me at Lauren Kitchens, my maiden name, laurenkitchens@gmail.com, and I'm not the baker. You know, this girl came along and stole my handle. It's a good thing I got married or I would have had to hurt her. Because I already had a little bit of a following, and she's some baker that just squashed me flat and took over my name.
Well, that's not nice. Did she send you a biscuit or something or anything just to say, hey, I'm sorry?
No, people just started to learn when I pull up images of you as this girl with brown hair. And, like, if I call to make, you know, like a reservation at a hotel, people go, are you her? And I'm like, no, I'm not the baker. So I'm like, girl, seriously. And so Robin's like, I've got laurenkitchens.com. He goes, you ought to sell it to her. Because I really go by Lauren Kitchen Steward now. And I thought about dropping the kitchens, even though I'm an only child and I love my father, because she already stole my name.
Well, go and give it to her. Maybe she'll give you a, you know, send you a cake or something. You know, why not?
I don't need a cake. Listen, I'm trying to be good till Thanksgiving, so my britches will fit.
So we get through. That's what we have to look forward to. You know, we got pumpkin pie, and we got for me, cold turkey sandwiches on the following day. I just, that's my deal.
I mean turkey salad the following day. I mean, really good turkey salad that my husband makes, but my dad makes the best banana pudding you've ever put in your mouth. I'm telling you,
really?
That's probably more our dessert of choice would be banana pudding than pumpkin pie. But we do that too.
Hey, tell your dad to send me some banana pudding, and I'm not interested in the fruitcake. Okay, I got enough fruitcake.
No, listen.
And by the way, speaking of fruitcake, I don't understand fruitcake. Can you explain fruitcake to me?
Let me make you feel better about it. My dad also makes a really wonderful fruitcake cookie, and he hasn't made any in the past couple of years just because I think he wasn't thinking of it. But he was in the Civitans Club, and they sold fruitcakes every year. So Dad was kind of like, well, I'm going to put all this fruitcake to good use. Let me tell you, they are the best cookies. They are so good that people wanted to buy them from my father. Like, people just say, like, is he going to make some fruitcake cookies? Because nobody really likes fruitcake. But they're chewy, they're moist. So he just takes the cookie mix and he puts fruitcake in it. So good. So we definitely need to make you some of those. So don't write off fruitcake quite so quick.
Well, to me, it's just, you know, to me, fruitcake is like, it's a mystery. It's like Velveeta cheese. I don't understand Velveeta cheese either.
I'm not a Velveeta fan. See, I grew up on Kraft mac and cheese. My husband grew up on Velveeta. When he makes it, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, hey, look, can we talk about movies? You know, you and I talked with the Sorbos that we love dearly. They're just such sweet people. And their movie, Let There Be Light, has just gone bonkers. The faith community has come together.
Fabulous.
They're supporting it. I am so grateful, and I would say spread the word. They doubled the amount of theaters this weekend. Their per theater return, something like $2,600 average, I mean, which is huge. Probably puts it number three overall in terms of per theater returns. So the movie houses are so the movie houses are looking at this going, whoa, this really this makes a lot of sense. Did I say 26? I think it was like Yeah, but I think that's the average. I think per screening. So they've done really well with this movie, and I'm glad that the faith community is responding to it. So highly recommend Let There Be Light. Bring some tissues, because it's one of those. But it takes you on a ride that you can chuckle a little bit. And as I may have mentioned to you, I had to tease Kevin a little bit because I said, talk about product placement. I go, you got some of your old movies posters up and stuff like that. It was it was a hoot. So we.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
A great actor. Like the opening scene, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Sam was always like, spoil it, Lauren. I'm like, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. But it was so good. I mean, just the opening scene, you're hooked from the beginning, and he just is such a tremendous actor. He really does a great job. And then he loves
and
to
he played,
too on top of that. Wow.
Exactly. Well, and he captured that role of that character who is an atheist, and for all the pain that he went through. And again, you got to see the movie; you will enjoy it. Very touching, and yes, you have newfound appreciation. And Sam, I mean, her writing ability and even acting as well. It was really a very blessed presentation, I believe, for everybody to enjoy the movie. Let There Be Light. So that continues. You mentioned a moment ago you were in California. I was in California shortly before I came further west and out here in the waters of the Pacific and overlooking Kanapali Bay in Maui, Hawaii. California's gotten really crazy. I almost don't recognize it. What's going on?
Well, even though you say that, though, since we just returned from there, maybe it's just a calling, but I love California, and I put up pictures on my Facebook of all these beautiful sights that we saw that, you forget about when you don't live there anymore. Then, just driving to the store or driving from L.A. to Vegas, you're just, so I said, I'm just amazed by the glory in every direction, terrain-wise. I had to make sure and put that in there so people didn't wallop on me like, what are you talking about? But, I think it's just so many people that are left-winged out there. Thankfully, though, I don't know if you were like me, but when I lived there, I worked for a Christian company, and I had such a wonderful Christian friend base from work, from college, from grad school, that I didn't ever have to really deal with any of that. So that wasn't something that dissuaded me, but I was sitting across the table from one of my close friends that passed away, her brother. We were there for her homegoing. And I was talking about how much I want to move back if the Lord opens the door for us to. He goes, you want to move back to a place that's so left-wing, has earthquakes, traffic, all this. Really? I'm like, go figure. But I love it. Yeah. I don't know. I loved being there. I loved it being 80 degrees in the Christmas time. And I just love that there's so much to do. And I think about my children being able every weekend to do all these fun things. But at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of people listening that probably want to be somewhere that they're not. And for us to stop and say, okay, Lord, I want to really bloom where I'm planted and just give all my desires to you and just say they're yours and open doors where you want me to go. And if a door doesn't open, it's because you have more for me on an eternal scale than what I see.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt. Now, and when I was there, overnight, the gas went up by 12 cents just cause, the state is broke, and this is a sanctuary city, all that stuff. And, and of course for me, most of my time in California after I got out of the Marine Corps was spent in Orange County. In Orange County, they used to talk about the Orange Curtain there. And, we used to talk about, seceding from the Union, back in the 70s. When I was on a local radio station in Orange County there, and kind of tease about it because we knew that if we did, then we could apply for foreign aid, and the Democrats would probably give it to us. But now California is talking about at least three, if not six, states out of that entire massive amount of landscape there. So it's politically it's a mess,
Well,
and then Jerry
the
Brown.
Industry.
Oh my goodness! Yes, exactly.
Spacey, Charlie now, Harvey Weinstein, it's like, my goodness gracious, you stop and go, what these people have gone through to be famous. And I've had friends that were in that world that would tell me stories of things that that happened to them or happened to other people. The whole casting couch that we've talked about in the past, and my mouth would just be gaping. I remember going, I'm so thankful I'm not trying to make it in that world.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right here until next week, everybody. Have a great weekend. The one and only Lolo Girl, yes, Lucy Girl herself, Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Have fun, Lauren, and we'll talk to you later. Take care. Ciao.
Bye. Mamakaliki Maka.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage Health Plan or Prescription Drug Plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt is, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's Wait Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I got to apologize to you. I didn't mean to be so loose, and certainly no irreverence whatsoever in the numbers recounting, as you tell. Caught a little bit off guard when Lauren and I were talking about the numbers of people that died on the attack at Pearl Harbor. 2,403 people actually died in total. And I'm grateful to my good friend Bob Cook in California, who keeps me up to date and stays on top of me and says, hey, look, let's get the numbers down here, Bubbo. And so here it is. So 2,403 total. 1,177 of those that died were on the USS Arizona. So near half of the total fatalities right there on that one ship alone. No wonder why there's such reverence when you go out and, and visit the memorial there for the USS Arizona. So, as I say, 2,403 total, including, 2,008 were Navy personnel, 109 Marines, 218 Army, 68 civilians, making the total 2,403 people that died on the attack on the Pearl Harbor on that fateful day. This is Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk, gaming. Okay, can we do that? And we've got a tech expert with us. Andrea Smith is with us. She is an award-winning technology reporter, producer, consultant, and speaker, one of the first women journalists covering technology. Andrea has reported on tech and social media and the impact both have on people and society for broadcast, print, and digital outlets since before Jeff Bezos launched Amazon.com. So she knows from what she talks, and we appreciate her expertise as she comes and joins us now on Bill Martinez Live. Andrea, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, you know, it's true. Gadgets have the potential to isolate us, especially around the holidays when kids of all ages are eager to test out new tech. But a new study found that console gaming may actually be a way to reconnect with family and friends, right?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, gaming's a very social activity, and the holidays are a great time for families to bond over those video games. That study found that more than half of people who have game consoles play games with other family members, either in person or online. And since there's so many great family-friendly games to choose from, designed for multiple players, great time to get the kids, the cousins, and yes, even the grandparents, all bonding mm-hmm. over video games.
Well, you know, and I know there's been that controversy about isolation, but one of my sons is a gamer, and he's active with, you know, other guys and gals around the world. So the isolation might be to a certain degree arguable, but, you know, when I see the comparison with him that he's actively being challenged by hundreds of people in a gaming situation that, like I said, goes around the world. I mean, it's quite amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. I mean, it's truly incredible what technology allows gamers to do. And I think you're right. I think people think about gaming being very isolating. But really and truly, when you have the firsthand knowledge, as you do, Bill, you see that it's just a great way for people to bond. It's sharing a common interest. It's that modern-day high-tech board game, right? This is the way kids are growing up today. And to your point, it's not just boys. 41% of those who've been playing on a gaming console are girls. You know, the games are created for multiple players. They're socializing, they're voice chatting, they're sharing. And so where we think about, well, they're not next to each other, they're not together, but they don't see it that way. Whether they're playing online or face-to-face, they're having a common experience.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. They're having a common experience, but if you're not aware and you're not entering in to the conversation, because it is a culture and almost a language in and of itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And again, I mean, kids are born today knowing how to use a game controller, but you put it in the hands of a grandparent and they won't know what to do with it. It's a generational thing. So, the key is, maybe teach them or use the holidays as a great opportunity to get together, go out and get some of the family-friendly games. Sit and try to, and I'm not talking violent games here, right? I'm talking really family-friendly golf, everybody's golf, Gran Turismo sport, racing game. It's just fun, it's just good fun, and it's doing what the kids are enjoying doing.
Well, I got to tell you, Andrea, when we have done that, you're exactly right. You find a fun game that can involve, all the family, and it is a lot of fun. And before you know it, you've been doing this for a couple of hours, and it is a great time. And it allows me, because like I said, my one son particularly, I mean, he is a gamer. In fact, I'm sure he's going to be very critical of this conversation you and I are having today, because he's going to say, "Dad, why didn't you ask her this or?" Because he understands and really gets into, the nuance of the whole process. But when we're able to connect at a level that, like you said, involves the family and these fun things, it's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And I mean, last Thanksgiving, I had family over and we had PlayStation VR here. And the kids loved it. I mean, it's the new technology. But the parents were fascinated. Everybody wanted to put on the headset and see what virtual reality really looked like. So, you know, it's just the technology is there. And as you say, you know, you're able to play with people across not just the country, but across the world in ways that we never could when we're playing a board game.
Right. Rather amazing. You know, and you think about, you know, because you look into the social and emotional benefits from your perspective. What are you seeing, you know, that people are getting out of these games socially and emotionally?
Well, you know, it's that bonding experience. It's being able to stay connected to someone. You know, maybe someone has a family member or a relative who doesn't live with them, you know, who's somewhere else. It's a way of being connected to people. It doesn't have to be just right next to you, right in the same room with you. You know, when my son was growing up playing games, there was one game, one controller, you know, and they usually just watched each other play. Now, you know, they're playing against each other, with each other. And there's games that allow everyone in the room to play, especially VR, you know, that you don't just have to sit and watch the person. Playroom VR is a collection of games that up to five friends in the room can also join in the fun. So it is a really social thing.
When Andrea says VR, just in case you missed it, it's virtual reality is what she's referring to. So how can parents, Andrea, make sure that they're buying family-friendly games?
Yeah, that's really important. Parents need to know that games are rated by the Entertainment Software Rating Board, or ESRB. It gives objective information about the game content so that they can make a really informed decision, much like the movies, right? So you get E for everyone,
right.
T for teen, M for mature. And there's also content descriptors. So you can look and say, oh, well, this has drug references or comic mischief. And you really get to make an informed decision about what's right for your kid.
Well, that's excellent. Let's talk about some of the top video games this year. What's out there?
Yeah, so for family-friendly games, for sure. I think we mentioned Everybody's Golf and Gran Turismo Sport. Knack 2 is designed for families. It's a pick-up-and-play platform and puzzle game with two-player co-op mode. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is going to be a big game. And then for what times when you have a lot of family over, the PlayLink collection of games is awesome. It's games that the people in the room don't need a controller for. You use your mobile device as the controller. So you just need your TV and the PS4 console, and everybody can join in.
Oh, good fun. Andrea Smith, award-winning technology reporter, producer, consultant, and speaker, one of the first women journalists covering technology. Andrea, as we wrap things up here, where can listeners go for more information?
Head over to PlayStation.com.
Wow, great ideas, good fun. Get involved. Let's get the whole family involved. It can be a lot of fun this holiday, enjoying all these family-friendly gaming videos and entertainment. So enjoy yourself. Have a great holiday season, and hey, let's get the game started, huh?
Thanks, Bill. Happy holidays.
Brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. See how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the heavens.
Hey, we're back with you fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, as we come to you live from Maui, Hawaii, overlooking Kaanapali Bay. It is absolutely gorgeous here in Hawaii, having a good time with the grandson, who's about 15 months old. I got to bring Dan Perkins on right now because he can appreciate this, being a grandfather himself. You know, this little kid came in with a little bit of excitement, as you know, somewhat similar to Jimmy Kimmel's, announced situation that he had with his son. Our grandson required open-heart surgery, and by the grace of God, came out brilliantly. He's doing great, and, just a couple of months ago, Dan, when we were here visiting with him, he was just starting to take steps. You know, he has found his all seven gears, and he is just flying around the place now. It is just such a blessing. Being a grandparent is a real special experience, and I'm enjoying it every single second of it.
We understand as grandparents why the Lord made us have children when we were little, because trying to chase a little one tires us out a lot quicker than it does him. And going through that with four grandchildren. I've got my youngest, which is a year and a half, who's walking like crazy and knocking over everything. And so it's a handful. We took care of our 3.5-year-old for a week while her parents went to Paris to celebrate their 10th anniversary. And my wife said when we came home, she said, "Man, I didn't realize it was going to be that hard." That's
well, you want to, you know, the thing is and when you have grandparent duty like that, you just want to be able to return them back to the parents without too many injuries. You know, do them no harm. You know, return them in somewhat the same manner in which they were delivered to you.
Don't break anything.
Well, exactly. Well, Dan, we got Veterans Day tomorrow. For my fellow Marines, I would say Semper Fi. Happy birthday. It's our 242nd birthday for the Marine Corps today that we're celebrating. And so all the rich history of the United States Marine Corps, a real special time. And then tomorrow, Veterans Day all over the country. And I'm so grateful for all the businesses across the country, Dan, that are giving just a ton of freebies, you know, thanking vets for, you know, their investment of time for securing the freedoms of this great country that we enjoy, that some people sadly take for granted. But, hey, you know, that's okay. You know, that it's there. It's sad. It's their missed opportunity is the way I look at it. You know, all these, everybody resisting and revolting against the traditions of this great country. You know, at some point they'll understand, hopefully, just how rich the history is and how it's been meant for good. You know, has some of it been misappropriated and misrepresented? Hey, agreed. We're human beings. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But by and large, you imagine what the world would look like without an America.
Well, we saw that under Barack Obama, what the world looked like with America not being the leader of the world. And it was an ugly place. And Mr. Trump is taking it back and being incredibly well received on his Asian trip simply because he's asserting the power and influence of the United States again. And the world needs America to lead, not lead from behind. Up front.
Well, without a doubt, and Dan, it would appear that the international community is grateful for that, including China. Now, fortunately, as Donald Trump has been in the area, Rocket Man, you know, Kim Jong-un has, for the most part, I guess, behaved himself, right?
Right. He's under, we can only imagine the amount of pressure that he's under from China. I mean, it's got to be brutal. And the question is, will he capitulate to what the Chinese want to do, or will he break off and push a button that sends the world in chaos? Still nobody knows for sure.
Well, what I think concerns most analysts is that North Korea is here for a reason. They have been propped up by China, by Russia, for a specific purpose. And, you know, here it is. You know, we're hearing that, you know, some of this nuclear, you know, these nuclear properties, technology are being shared with, of all people, Iran.
Right. Absolutely. And I believe that if you looked at the economics of North Korea, there's no way they could afford to pay for these tests. So I believe they're getting money from Iran to continue the development of their technology, because they're going to tap into it. Iran's going to tap into it when the sanctions are gone.
Well, as I say, North Korea is there as far as, you know, doing some bidding on China's behalf. But I think what China is starting to see right now, as you mentioned, with the leadership of one Donald Trump, and now the international community is saying, look, if you're there, then we're there with you as well. Putting, you know, some incredible amount of pressure on China to where they have to respond and say, okay, this might have seemed like a viable plan, you know, a couple of years ago, but now we're at a precipice of something that could be extremely dangerous. And what will the world be worth? You know, is it worth taking over if we go nuclear?
Right. That's a very good observation, Bill. Excellent.
Well, Dan, you know, as you say, Donald Trump, I believe, you know, I don't know, some of these analysts were expecting some sort of big deal, like Donald Trump was going to do this Asian tour and everything was going to be incredible after, you know, as you say, the previous administration, how we've languished and lost leadership and lost ground here. I mean, there is lots to be recovered here, and I think it's rather, I don't know, arrogant, I would think, and certainly manipulative to think that Donald Trump, just by going to Asia and this one tour, that he was going to come back, you know, waving some big victory dance or some end zone dance of some incredible deal that he negotiated with everybody, right?
Yeah, but I saw this morning on Drudge where they've signed with China something like 39 trade deals while he was there that they've been working on behind the scenes. So didn't get much play, but it's productive, and the relationship is getting better. The Chinese understand that it's a pretty simple trade-off when you look at the gross domestic product of North Korea being equal to the city of Reno, Nevada, versus the trading in the GDP of the United States, which is trillions. The Chinese understand where the important relationship is, and that's with us, not with North Korea. And so the thing that they're doing... Right.
Well, and I think it's important also, Dan, that the way Donald Trump framed this, you know, that he didn't blame, you know, China for taking advantage of the poor negotiators that, you know, worked poorly on the behalf of the American people. He understood, hey, it's business. You know, it's nothing personal, but also there's new management in play here, and there's going to be different deals, and we're going to look at it in terms of a win-win opportunity. It's not going to be a situation. Yes, you hear all the, you know, the language of the campaign and you know, the language from candidate Donald Trump, but now that he's president, you know, he's got to look at it in a realistic sense. And you and I knew this all along, you know, the pundits and those that are part of the resistance and, you know, the deep, slimy swamp of the Beltway and the elites, they're knuckleheads. They don't understand. As we were having this discussion, you know, yesterday about being president of the United States. I mean, what college do you go to? What classes do you take to prepare you to become, you know, president of the United States? I mean, when it comes down to it, it's really, I mean, it's the ultimate on-the-job training experience, isn't it?
It is, but remember, this is very important. The business of America is business. And if you have a leader as president of the United States who's never built a business, never wrote a paycheck, has no idea of how to interface with employees, how can they run the business? What Mr. Trump brings to the table is that experience of running businesses, understanding labor unions and everything else, contractors. And if you look at his cabinet people, many of them ran businesses, ran successful, huge businesses. The reality is that truly is the business of America is business. And we can do it better than anybody else, but we haven't had anybody in a long time that's run a business.
Exactly.
That's what he's bringing to the table.
Well, and hopefully, you know, I guess we're starting to see the empirical evidence of having a businessman and CEO, a true CEO in the Oval Office, with what's happening, you know, with the stock market, new business development, new business openings. You know, the banks that I speak with are very bullish on small business here in this country. You know, to your point, Dan, you know, people get it. They understand this. But to hear the pundits who want to continue to upend and do everything they can to hurt this presidency, it is at the people's expense, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm on a radio show called Recalculating.biz, which is a program designed for small businesses. And we've only been doing it since like February. We're growing at 20% a month.
Life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked.